See, here's how it was going to work. A special office in the Defense Department would put out deliberately misleading information about what the United States is up to. In this way, we would confuse our enemies and keep them off balance. But the idea of an Office of Official Lies drove most Americans straight up the wall. Last week, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld gave in. He announced that he had closed the office before it began. Right. When you think about it, isn't that just what you'd expect them to say if there were an Office of Disinformation? I can see Rumsfeld standing just outside the propaganda office's door. Knock, knock. Who's there? Donald Rumsfeld, your boss. Who's there? No one. No one here at all. We're gone, sir. And certainly there won't be anyone in here spreading misinformation from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., sir. Well, the trouble with raising the prospect of official disinformation is that no one knows if you've started or if you've ever stopped. For instance, who actually did draft that famous George Bush line about children? You know, the one where he says, "We'll leave no child behind"? The president's new welfare bill would deny child care to tens of thousands of children while requiring their parents to leave home to find work in a recession. Maybe the president's statement wasn't the work of an office of disinformation. Maybe what the president meant to say was that he wouldn't leave one child behind. If so, he's correct. We're not leaving one child behind. We're leaving tens of thousands of children behind. And what about the administration's promise not to use the Social Security Trust Fund for tax cuts or spending? If that statement wasn't cooked up by an office of disinformation, it should have been. In fiscal years 2002 and 2003, the entire Social Security Trust Fund surplus will be used for other purposes. Foremost among them is an Enron economics tax cut for the rich and a brand new generation of toys for the Pentagon. Come to think of it, who in this government needs a special office of disinformation? This is Les O'Coin.